Yes, we have had major ice caps, as shown here in this particular diagram depicting the Laurentide ice sheet and the Greenland ice sheet. The Laurentide ice sheets covered much of North America between 26,000 and 18,000 years ago. Most of it has melted and is now gone. There is only a tiny portion of it that is left. The glaciers in the north, and of course the Greenland ice cap, still exist. But there is much evidence to suggest that the Greenland ice cap today is melting quickly, therefore adding more water into the ocean and causing sea level to rise and threaten Florida. The Laurentide ice sheet alone covered the entire northern portion of North America and controlled the access of people trying to enter North America from Asia. Whether or not they came through a narrow gap where there was no ice, or they paddled down along the western coast of North America, is an open question. But when the sea level was much lower, people from Asia passed into North America across the land bridge that was exposed. The study of Earth systems allows us to understand extremes in Earth behavior. In this case, the extreme change from an ice age or glacial time to a mostly ice-free time or interglacial time, which is what we are experiencing today, is critically important to human society. We must know to what extremes in climate, plate tectonic activity, and sea level fluctuations the Earth has gone through in the past, so we can predict and perhaps prepare for such extremes in the future.